This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, April 10th, 2017. Then a powerful report from John Baum.
But it's in the news that thousands of Army Special Forces, thousands of Navy SEALs, and the numbers I've been told are above 10,000 regular Iraq in Western Iraq in support of that, but also an even larger force now going into Syria. Now, I heard this a few weeks ago from my Pentagon sources, but when you've got thousands of U.S. troops in Syria in the last 80 days, that's how long Trump's been, it started days after he got in, and you've got tens of thousands on their way, that is boots on the ground. That is an invasion.
Any foreign troops coming to Syria without our invitation or consultation or permission, they are invaders, whether they are American, Turkish, or any other one. All right. And we don't think this is going to help. Well, what are they going to do? To fight ISIS?
You have Trump saying he's signaling to do more. You have McMaster, the head national security advisor to the president, who replaced Michael Flynn, saying we intend to take out ISIS and we intend to take out Assad simultaneously.
H.R. McMaster has actually been manipulating intelligence reports that go to Trump and manipulating what is happening because McMaster wants a full-scale 150,000 boots on the ground war with Syria. He's doing this at the behest of Petraeus. So once you really start looking at the personnel decisions being made and how good people are being denied security clearances and bad people are being brought in, you realize that Petraeus and McMaster have completely taken over the NSC and they're trying to manipulate Trump into getting us into a full-scale war in the Middle East. And McMaster was actually overheard screaming 2 weeks ago, if he sees Steve Bannon again, he's going to get his hands all over him and hit him and get violent. So McMaster is really extreme and very hateful of Bannon and anybody who is actually a nationalist and is opposed to another full-scale war in Iraq. That's why Bannon is not on the National Security Council anymore. Nikki Haley goes on CNN and says, we need regime change. We cannot have a peaceful solution in Syria without getting rid of Assad. McMaster himself goes on and says that he wants to get rid of Assad. Regime change.
Sure. I mean, that's all over the news for 2 days. And then we know U.S. troops are already massing. That's in the news. But then they go, oh, no one's massing. No one's massing. And then they tell Trump, oh, this is a cover force in case Assad attacks us. So it looks like the president's had his foreign policy taken away from him.
Yeah, the deep state has performed a silent coup by taking over NSC, and Petraeus is behind all of this. Petraeus takes massive amounts of money from the Saudi Arabians. McMaster is actually more loyal to Saudi Arabia than he is to America and to American soldiers. So the Saudis are behind this too. They're funding a lot of the media operations. Petraeus has a lot of friendly people in the media.
So they're building up the forces right now, and they're letting Russia know, when we go in, you better back off. And this is why Trump thinks he can do this. He believes if they cut it off, kick out Assad, they'll be able to put in a provisional government, stabilize it, have the U.S. military there, cut off Iran, who's trying to take it over, and cut off Saudi Arabia and basically block it. He's kind of going back to an Eisenhower plan pre-1960, which was a good plan before. It put the secular government in Iraq and other things like that. The previous Eisenhower plan left Assad's daddy alone or the people before him, all of it. So all that's going on, and he thinks he can stabilize it, cut it off, end it, be a big peacemaker, because he's told if he does it, it's going to keep ongoing and is about to flood into Europe, because Erdogan has now openly announced he's with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Saudi Arabia, and is about to menace Europe. So this is more about taking out Turkey if they make a move, when we got nuclear weapons inside their country and more, instead of Syria. The world is in such a crisis. And it's about showing strength to China, who is belligerently claiming they control 90% of the sea lanes in the South China Sea, the most busy area in the world, from Japan all the way down to the Philippines. And it's about letting everybody know we're getting ready to take out Kim Jong-un. We're tired of him menacing the world. We're tired of him holding us hostage after he was given reactors and everything else in the 90s, claiming he'd stop this. We're done.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Running down my country, man.
Here we are on this Monday, the 10th day of April, 2017, global broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We have several important guests joining us. We also have some really important inside intel from people associated with the CIA about what really went on with the supposed sarin gas attack last week and the response on Thursday evening by President Trump while the Chinese communist dictator was here. Also have a lot of other inside intel that I'm going to be going over today. But I'm actually waiting until I get word back from some folks on whether I should even get into all of it or not. But believe me, it is all important. I'm really going to try to be calm today instead of going into my regular rant mode where I just go over all the information and perseverate. And I do think we should open the phones up throughout the 4 hours in between guests to get the public's response and to get the public's angles on what's happened. So first-time callers, long-time callers, I do want to take a lot of your phone calls interspersed with the news and a lot of the clips we're going to be playing on what do you think about the Syria strike and what do you think about the direction this country's going in. What do you think this does to President Trump's promises to try to not be entangled in foreign wars, specifically pointing out the quagmire in Syria? Trump knows full well that it was a false flag attack back in 2013. There were a bunch of others that pointed towards the rebels but couldn't be confirmed. And there's no reason that Assad would use chemicals when he was already winning the war. The U.S. military has forces massed in Syria and in Iraq, and more are on the way. The Marine Expeditionary Force is there with heavy artillery, any aircraft weapons to back up the army to go into the cities. So ground war to push out ISIS is being prepared, and General McMaster, the head of the National Security Council, with the president's national security advisor, he has come out last week and this week and said, quote, we want to take out ISIS and Assad simultaneously. Now, that's very, very clear, isn't it? Meanwhile, according to my White House sources, Trump openly says in meetings, we're not doing a no-fly zone. We're not escalating this. I want ISIS out of there. Then we can negotiate with Assad to step down. 4 years ago, Assad made a deal with the U.S. military and the Russians that they would push out ISIS slash Al-Qaeda, because the media tries to confuse the terms, so I always mention them together, and that once they were removed from the country, Assad would transfer power to an elected government. So the U.S. military is there, according to Trump, to kick Al-Qaeda and ISIS out into Iraq, where the pincer movement of the forces in Iraq are waiting to crush it, so they can't just start a new war there. And then Assad will then be dictated to on how he's going to leave peacefully. The word is Assad has begun to waffle on leaving. So you could argue Trump has an argument in that Assad hasn't completely gotten rid of the chemical weapons. There were clearly some chemical weapons at that base. There's photos of them. There's video of them. It is the containers, those very chemical weapons they admitted they had were contained in. So the argument is you take out the chemical weapons, you take out the base, the bunkers they're held in, and then they can't use them, and the agreement's been basically followed through on. And then Trump looks strong to his detractors that say he's a Russian agent and has to be removed from power. But you got to pull back from all this and understand that McMaster and the rest of the people on the National Security Council now are calling for the removal of Assad. So the president out of one side of his mouth saying he doesn't want to escalate the war, but out of the other side, his people are moving forward with major boots on the ground. There is a U.S. invasion ongoing for 80-plus days in Syria, and it's escalating quickly. And the word is they're going in big time. They're already in, but this is just establishing the beachheads and the defense perimeters with the anti-aircraft guns, with the missiles, and with the artillery, with the radar, the avionics, the systems. The ships are moving in. Everything's lined up. More Russian ships are coming in. And the Russians have said that they intend, if there's any more strikes, to shoot back. Putin's war threats to West warns Trump. Thin red line, Russia and Iran pledge to hit back against further Syria strikes as they blast U.S. for crossing red lines. And that's out of the Sun. And people say, oh, the Sun's a tabloid. Yeah, our major newspapers won't even run with this because they don't even want you to know. These are official statements out of the Duma, official statements by Putin, official statements by Medvedev, official statements by all of them. We're going to go over all those quotes. Russian politician calls for retaliatory strikes against U.S. State Duma member, wants to send a message to Trump. That's the leader of the Democratic Party of Russia, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, has called for Moscow to carry out retaliatory strikes against the U.S. in response to Trump's administration's airstrike on Syria. Some say, well, this guy always is a hothead. Well, he's probably the second most powerful person in Russia. And actually, he's only quoting what Putin said word for word. Now, there's a report I've got directly out of the White House and other sources that in these meetings, Trump is saying, I'm not putting up a no-fly zone. I don't intend to escalate this. And I don't have the generals bossing me around. We've got that force there to protect our ground troops as they kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of the country. We intend to end this civil war that threatens all of Europe, because if that country falls to Wahhabists, then we already have Turkey linking up with them, calling for jihads in Europe. They'll have a direct invasion route into Europe, and we'll have the jihads that started the Crusades all over again. This is exclusive information Paul Joseph Watson has in his article on Infowars.com. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. And I rarely agree with CNN, but here's the headline from CNN. Trump administration sends mixed signals on Syria ahead of G7 meeting. Boy, they said it. Well, it was George Washington, trained by the greatest empire on earth at the time, who said, no foreign entanglements, let's have our own wealth, our own country, because these foreign wars don't even help the people, they help the elites, and are more trouble than they're worth. He didn't even say that from some moral position, even though he was a very moral man. He said it from a very informed, educated system, and he launched the American system. Now, by 1898, with William McKinley, we began to become an empire. And our problems have never ended since then. And our productivity went from around 10% a year on average then to about 3% now or less. You can mark the decline of our prosperity with us becoming an empire. We pay for a big corporate global empire so a bunch of generals can run around and act tough and powerful and get bought off by the Saudi Arabians and all sorts of crap. General McMaster's is listed by Jihad Watch and others as a sympathizer, just like Brennan, with the Wahhabists. Now, I'm not saying he's overall a bad guy, and he's certainly an articulate fellow, more articulate than most of those generals. He's a very well-spoken person. I've watched a lot of his speeches and things the last few months just to get a handle on him, and he's charismatic. He's got a lot of good doctrine. He understands it's not about force on the ground. It's about getting the culture on your side and having leadership. Well, let me explain something, McMasters, to you. The globalists are running this country in the ground, so we don't trust any wars they launch or any wars they carry out. And we know that the globalists, under the neocons leading it, but also directed by Hillary, Obama, and the usual suspects, Susan Rice, that entire gaggle of warmongers, we know that they started the Arab Spring with Google and Facebook. They all bragged about it. CNN pushed how glorious Libya was, how glorious Egypt was, how glorious the destabilization in all the other countries was, like Syria. And it's on you. You went into a sovereign country that was prosperous and where women could go to college and didn't wear hoods over their heads, didn't wear beekeeper suits, and where Europeans went in mass to some of the best hotels and scuba diving and everything. I had looked at wanting to go to the Middle East like 7-8 years ago. I was looking at going to Israel, Egypt, even though it's dangerous and dirty. I wanted to see the pyramids, and also to Syria to see those incredible Roman ruins and things. It's all blown up. The horrible, dirty Al-Qaeda went and blew all that up. Not just the hundreds of thousands of people and the millions of Christians that they've driven out of the country, and hundreds of thousands they've killed. So it's immoral. And I watched McMaster in speeches he gave and TV interviews he gave on Fox say no fewer than like 15 times in 5 minutes, mass murder weapons, mass murder weapons. They don't use WMDs anymore because they know that reminds you of BS. So now they're called mass murder weapons, mass murder weapons, mass murder weapons, mass murder weapons, over and over again with no proof Syria did this and no motive. And so that's where I stand on this. We're going to come back, get the number out, start taking your calls, and play the former top British ambassador to Syria saying they have given a green light to Al-Qaeda and ISIS groups to stage false flags everywhere, which they've been caught doing. That's why Britain before didn't go with the whole provocation 4 years ago, because they knew putting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in would end up being blamed on them and they'd lose moral high ground. It wasn't even a moral decision. They knew it wasn't going to work because the public was aware and the military was. Now they're doing it again.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Coming up, we've caught CNN again, something they're very famous for, claiming that they were on the scene in Syria and they're in a studio. And it's fake concerning the chemical weapons attack. And I have a lot of inside intel that I obviously can't even get into at this point that by the end of the broadcast I should be able to break down on the air. But here's the bottom line. U.S. forces are massing, boots are on the ground, tens of thousands of troops, Marines, Army, you name it, more ships coming in to the area, more ships in the Persian Gulf, more ships in the Mediterranean. A major Pacific task force, an armada, is now cruising right up into the Korean Peninsula, openly threatening strikes after North Korea threatened to nuke Japan and South Korea. And they are a major threat. So the world is in a major crisis. These crises were ongoing before Trump got elected. He obviously wants to look strong in the face of the Russians that are on the ground, both with aircraft and troops, and they have ships, again, in the Mediterranean, and more ships are on their way. And they want to have a lot of troops on the ground to broker the deal they did behind the scenes, our military did, circumventing Obama, and a full war he wanted then. Our military made a deal with the Russians outside of Obama. It was a military coup, a soft coup, that you also saw come right through the campaign. The military intelligence agencies working with American people to defeat Hillary because she wants all-out war with the Russians and others. Now, this is a sign of strength by Trump, and you can see the perspective of why he did it. I'm playing devil's advocate right now. What I'm telling you is why President Trump believes he did this. The problem is McMaster's and others are going around saying we want to take out Assad and ISIS simultaneously. That's a quote. He said ISIS, Assad simultaneously. And that's the same thing we're getting out of John McCain and others who seem very, very satisfied and who said last Thursday the system in Washington has now gone back to its normal status, which I guess is nation building and wars and toppling countries and putting radical people in and having really, really bad morals. So McCain says we're going back to overthrowing countries and putting bad guys in. Trump says that's not the case. But the former British ambassador who was part of brokering these deals for the Brits for the first time in over 100 years voted to not join the United States in a war. Remember 4.5 years ago, they voted for the first time in over 100 years to not agree with us in a war we were in. And they said it was wrong to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS taking over the country. Assad didn't start the war. It was immoral. Our military said it was immoral. I said it was immoral. The guest we had on said it was immoral and wrong. Now Colonel Schaefer's gone on Fox News and said, this shows the climate's changed. The United States is now ready to act. That better not be putting ISIS or Al-Qaeda in. Well, Trump in 80 days has smashed them. They're almost defeated. That's admitted. They're panicking. They're saying launch car attacks all over Europe, the rest of it, because they're losing. And here is the British ambassador. Trump has just given jihadists 1,000 reasons to stage false flag operations. Now, that's the former British ambassador. Remember just 15 years ago I talked about false flag operations and people said they didn't exist. Now it's common nomenclature. So that's the good news here is it's not as easy for these people to do this as it once was. That article with the video is on Infowars.com, but let's play it. Trump has just given jihadists 1,000 reasons to stage fake operations. This is Peter Ford, former British ambassador to Syria, believes the chemical attack at the rebel-held town of Khan may have been committed by the Assad, may not have been committed by the Assad regime.
And based on previous experience, including Iraq, we can see that we cannot take at face value what the so-called intelligence experts tell us, not when they have an agenda. But come back to the main point, it's not going to end here, and we are likely, Britain, to be dragged into it, because Trump has just given the jihadis 1,000 reasons to stage fake flag operations, seeing how successful and how easy it is with a gullible media to provoke the West into intemperate reactions. They will very likely stage an operation similar to what they did, and this was documented by the United Nations in August last year. They mounted a chlorine gas attack on civilians, and they tried to make it look like it was a regime operation. This, mark my words, you're hearing it here. And it will happen, and we'll get all the warmongers coming to tell us that Assad is defying us and we must go in more heavily into Syria. This will be fake flag.
Fake flag. So that's a new word. I guess you know the public doesn't know false flag. I'm sorry. So false flag is the old British term for staging an attack and then blaming it on your enemy. Or, you know, attacking a ship with other flags on your ship, making sure everybody goes down. So I guess now he's calling it fake flag. So we'll be right back with more key intel. Well, let's look at the good side of all
this. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then, the only winning move is not to play.
Ladies and gentlemen, so much is breaking while I'm on the breaks. I should probably have David Knight come here and host the show while I work on some stories here. I've got high-level CIA intel on what's really going on that I've just been given authorization to go through later. I've got reports here where time is of the essence that will end John McCain's career, what he's been caught doing. And I'm sitting on this till I get that green-lighted. I've got the former top British ambassador saying this will create false flags. He calls them fake flags, where Al-Qaeda and ISIS will start staging terror attacks everywhere. Now, this one's been green-lighted, when clearly he was there in 2013 when they staged the last one, and they got caught doing it. So I've talked to my military sources, too, who are pretty right-wing hawks, and they say they got a very bad feeling about Syria. It's very sticky. The troops are massing for a war with Russia and Iran. So all hell is breaking loose, and it's because of a chemical attack that the Russians and everybody else would never want to happen. Now, are there photos of that base with a bunch of chemical weapons at them that the Russians clearly got tipped off, and so they took them out of the bunkers and have them stored outside so they wouldn't get hit? What would have happened if Trump would have hit the nerve gas that was 300 yards from a village? I mean, I've looked at every angle of this. I've stayed up late. I have really racked my brain over every angle of this, and this just looks and smells really, really bad. Now, I said I'd give you some of the good news. Trump wouldn't be fake and secure our borders, talk about bringing our jobs back, expose globalism as a scam, bring back $300 billion in jobs, $3 trillion in the stock market plus, end the moratorium on Glass-Steagall, bring back the banking regulations, get the big banks to loan to small businesses, kill TPP. I mean, that was 10 years of negotiation gone, the whole thing just exposed. Reverse the carbon taxes, reverse the coal plant shutdowns. I mean, all of that is so good for our economy, so good for the people. I don't think Trump has it out to get us. He's not a globalist, but he's in there now. And he's got all these generals that come highly recommended telling him peace through strength. Meanwhile, the Russians and Iranians are saying, if you shoot at us anymore, and our forces, I mean, we just attacked a Russian-held base, we're going to attack you back. Thin red line, Russia and Iran pledged to hit back against further Syria strikes as they blast U.S. for crossing red lines. You know, Pristina, right in the middle of an air base in the middle of Kosovo, our government, the Clintons, backed the takeover of one-third of Serbia, the place where they stopped the Muslim invasions more than 20 times. Millions and millions of Serbs have died in the last 1,000 years fighting jihadis, millions. The biggest battles happened there. In the Crusades, everything. That was the big, you know, that was the main battleground. More than Jerusalem, more than Turkey. You know, it was obviously lost to the Muslims. And they made a deal with Albania, the Muslims, to take it. And they took it. And then the Russians came into that airbase. This had been their airbase. And they said, we're ready to fight. And they had their missiles turned on, ready to go. And then the head of NATO decided, no, we're not going to do it. And ignored the order from the Clintons to attack the Russians. So you think about that. We go into the Russians' backyard. They're under Islamic attack. And we attack them using Muslims. And then our media turns around and goes, oh, Slobodan Milosevic, he's killing innocent people. Even the UN admitted it was the Croats and the Muslims and all of them that started those wars. CNN famously, remember, would show the concentration camp victims in Serbia. And it was one guy with tuberculosis at a UN base wanting in to get food. But that one guy, and then it was fake. We have a new footage of CNN on the night of the strikes last Thursday. And bring me in the notes. I had them in there on the correspondent, the reporters, and who they are. But Don Lemon is on there with their foreign correspondent, who's clearly in Atlanta at their studios. You hear the fake bird sounds. Those cut off, the audio cuts off, and then phones start ringing and people are talking in the background. We're going to play that coming up. That's Ben Peterman. So all of this is going on. Ben Wiedemann. And they're having these fake events right in our faces. It's just stuff for the history books. And you know, I don't want to just play this. I want to cue up. It's actually in the report, How to Recognize War Propaganda, that McBreen and Dew did last Friday. It's on our YouTube channel. They actually got the clips of the girl saying the babies were thrown out of the incubator. She'd never been to Kuwait. She was the daughter of the PR firm owner and an actress. And then, of course, they have the famous footage of some of the reporters on top the CNN Center in Atlanta with palm trees with blue screen behind them. And the blue screen's cutting out. And they're going, oh, my gosh, Sharon Gass. I mean, it's worse acting than the Three Stooges. And then it turned out they were at CNN Center in Atlanta. That's how cheap CNN is, ladies and gentlemen. Fake Scud attacks with chemical weapons over Riyadh and Saudi Arabia. And that's confirmed to be fake. Just like they caught Anderson Cooper with fake stuff at Sandy Hook where he turns at the memorial and his nose disappears. And you can see the footage of the plants behind him blowing. And then they would blow the same way again because it was just a loop. Then they go, oh, Alex says everything is fake about Sandy Hook and says no kids died. No, what we said was you can't believe a word these people say. So I'm going to play that in the next segment. But first, well, I sit here chomping at the bit with these stories that I've got. We've got a very important report. Russia should declare partial mobilization. Zhirinovsky on U.S. illegal strike, he says to the BBC, and we have a translation we're going to do live with Daria of the Russian on air with what he said. The full article is up on Infowars.com. So, Daria, whenever you'd like, you can start. You know what? We're going to go to that next hour now. I know I said I'd go to phone calls this hour. I know I was going to get this piece with Daria that they just told me here. I'm teleprompter free, but they do put notes up on the board. I might show people with the camera what I see. Roger's on the phone, ready for air. Okay, let me get set up for that. Again, this is a newsroom. I'm not just a talk show host that comes in here and then has the topics I'm going to cover, and then as things break, we follow that. We have our reporters. We have our correspondents. And so things are very, very fluid, and they're moving very, very quickly. Roger Stone is on the line with us. He is the former head of the Trump campaign in 2015 and 16, and then, of course, back in 2000. And, of course, he has regular conversations with the president, but we won't go into those in any detail. There's a Netflix series coming out about him and the campaign, and he's also a frequent guest here and also on Meet the Press, national television, you name it. And so much of what he's broken down has turned out to be absolutely salient and prescient to where we are today in this world. He's got big breaking news on John McCain, so he joins us via the phone. Again, we have the Russians threatening retaliatory strikes against the United States. Along with the Iranians, you have a U.S. task force fleet cruising right into the Korean Peninsula right now. This is an unprecedented time where the president is being tested. And so from my view, he hit them last Thursday as a sign of strength to the Russians. But that's very demoralizing the American people because we know Hillary and Obama and John McCain started the war 6 years ago. And we're trying to put al-Qaeda in charge. And John McCain was just there a month and a half ago. And we have the British ambassador saying he believes it was a false flag. And we've green-lighted radical jihadist groups staging fake flags, as he calls them, to draw us into war. That's why al-Qaeda has been celebrating. So Roger Stone, with a lot of key intel, joins us right now. Roger, thanks for coming on.
Alex, great to be here. You may remember back several years ago when John McCain was caught red-handed meeting with a group of Syrian terrorists. And his defense was that the photo taken at the time had been photoshopped, that the meeting had never taken place. There is now proof that that is a lie. But more importantly, a veteran foreign congressman, very respected former congressman, has let it be known that he has been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and he does not have too much time to be on this mortal coil. And therefore, he is going to do an interview regarding John McCain and devastating, literally devastating information that I think could really destabilize and perhaps even remove John McCain from the political scene.
Is that the former vice head of the Armed Services Committee in the House who joined us?
This is another member of Congress, and he is not well, so the minutes are ticking away. It is my belief that an InfoWars camera probably needs to get into this area of the South as soon as possible.
Well, we're ready to get on a plane right now. Can we just get him on cell phone?
We probably can get him on Skype, but I think it is worse. Doing it his way and videotaping it, and then you can assess it and assess the best way to release it. But this is a very, very respected Reaganite member of Congress, someone who is known as a liberty-oriented member, someone who had nothing but disdain for the neocons in his day. So I know there's a teaser there, but at the same time, I think we're going to want to look at all the facts before we put our imprimatur behind it. On the other hand, I know this former congressman to be a man of unimpeachable integrity and enormous credibility.
Wow, and he wants to spill the beans on John McCain on his deathbed, basically.
Yes, and he wants to do it on InfoWars. So we can talk the logistics after the program here.
Well, listen, I don't want to wait. Rob Dude will call you. He will jump on an airplane right now and meet you there. Or do you want us to do it? Or do you want me to do it?
Well, no, I think Rob is the right man. I think that's an excellent assignment. I think this is going to be, an enormous story.
Are you going to be able to fly there? I'll fly out there.
I don't think it's necessary. Our man knows what he wants to say. This is somebody I've known for 20, almost 30 years. Somebody who is, truly, truly credible. So I'm going to let him tell his own story, but it is indeed devastating.
Wow. Separately, Roger, we have a report up on Infowars.com from our sources, and I talked to separate sources and asked you last night on air, if indeed President Trump is trying to block a larger war and doesn't want to no-fly zone. And you said, indeed, that is the information you separately have from your sources. So we have that view, but CNN says, we're getting mixed signals with the National Security Advisor, McMaster, saying that they do want to go in. But we have the article up on Infowars.com where Trump does not want a wider war. We'll put that up on screen if we can. We have a separate article that just went up from our intelligence source, high level, under a pseudonym, says Donald Trump is an international lawbreaker. Donald Trump authorized an unjustified attack on a sovereign country. That comes from a high-level source. So we've kind of got these two different perspectives. I get Trump wants to look strong. I get we already have ground forces there. We're driving al-Qaeda and ISIS out. Want to broker a deal for Assad to leave so the country doesn't stay in a quagmire. Quite frankly, I'm normally decisive on my view on something. I think we've got to have a wait and see here. But clearly, as you've said, if Trump widens this war, it just smells like defeat.
It would be the end of his governing coalition. I think the reason we're getting mixed signals, Alex, is because there are those below the president who evidently are growingly confident that they can sell him on a carbon copy of Libya. Why we need to do this again, I don't know. Of course, Libya was mostly an incredible air assault, but still, a wider war. And the lords of war are definitely beating the drum for this to be the next Vietnam, which is a terrible idea. And I think Trump, based on my sources, knows that. This is kind of this far, but no further. He made his point. It was a 10 strike in terms of changing the geopolitical international situation and in terms of beating back his enemies, or I should say his adversaries, within the United States on this whole question of a Russian collusion, which really, really looks foolish. And then when you have guys like Lawrence O'Donnell coming out and saying, oh, well, maybe Putin staged his own humiliation to help Trump, that is the fakest fake news I've ever heard.
Sure. I mean, we know they told the Russians so it didn't escalate they were going to hit it. It doesn't mean they staged it. It means they told them. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. If folks want the inside scoop of what's going on in the White House, this is directly from inside the White House. I also ran this by Roger yesterday, and he said, absolutely, that's on target. Well, you've got some good sources. So there it is right there. If you want to know both sides of this and exactly what's being debated. My concern is McMaster saying he wants to take out, quote, ISIS and Assad simultaneously. So that's what's sending the mixed signals. Do you think a lot of our sources could be right that they're concerned the president is being misled? This is a protection force for our troops taking out ISIS, and that it really is a larger ground force to menace Assad and the Russians?
Well, first of all, the opposition to Assad is much, much larger than just ISIS. You've got a substantial number of individual tribes and sects of Islamic terrorist groups that are not necessarily ISIS-driven. So ISIS is certainly preeminent among them. I can't even imagine, given the fact that Assad has survived essentially only with Russian air power, and that at least at this juncture, about two-thirds of the country is in the hands of the rebels, although not the most populated areas. In order to take out both ISIS and Assad, you'd need a hell of a lot more than 150,000.
And you've got Iran, and you've got the Russians threatening war. I mean, talk about a trap for Trump. We have got to get out of there immediately. This is crazy. Roger Stone, thank you so much. We'll talk soon. StoneColdTruth.com.
Many thanks.
We've got more breaking exclusive intel coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies of disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So much economic news, so much military news to get to. I have children, young children. And the situation in North Korea with China and the South China Sea, incredibly important. Worst tension since the ceasefire in 1953 in that area and the Korean War that never ended. But it's just been a ceasefire. Some of the worst climate we've seen in the Middle East ever, maybe the worst, We didn't even have Russia saying they're going to attack the U.S. if we went into Iraq. They didn't say that about Libya. But now it's on their doorstep, and Assad's done nothing. And McMaster's saying, take out Assad. This thing is so phony. Got British ambassadors saying it's so phony. And then you've got Al-Qaeda running over people in the streets, calling themselves ISIS. In Stockholm, and there's such Stockholm syndrome, the news won't call it Islamic, even though ISIS took credit. Just like the attack that happened, you know, a week and a half ago in London on the bridge going over to Big Ben in Parliament, screaming Allah Akbar. And notice they won't show you the dead bodies of the kids. Turns out the guy in Stockholm, the monster, was running over small children on purpose, targeting them like it was a sick video game. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have the head of the Eagle Forum popping in for about 15, 20 minutes to talk about geopolitical issues and nationalism, America First versus globalism, the Trump operation. Then we're going to continue with your phone calls. We're going to do that Russia piece of news where they're calling for war, basically. If there's any more strikes, we're going to translate that into English. A lot of exclusives here today. We've got some big breaking news that I should be able to cover very, very soon. 800-259-9231. Before I go any further, you know, even though it's basically sold out, we are getting another shipment in Wednesday, so I'm not putting it on back order. Group is confident he's going to be able to get a larger supply and a stockpile of the deep earth pure iodine crystals we use for our iodine that makes it so special, the good halogen. You just research iodine deficiency. Big Israeli study just came out talking about what's done to their population on having enough iodine, the birth defects, the lower IQs. It's amazing. So many of the birth defects in China and the Middle East are from that. It has 3,430 reviews, 4.8 to the average on Power Reviews, third-party site. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off the 25%. So I'm discounting it back from full retail down to the normal discount we give at 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And it's so essential that we get the funding to get four or five more writers, three or four more camera people, some more reporters, some more anchors. We have great, great people. But, you know, there's attrition. Folks get married or people want to go work with their brother, or, you know, people get burnt out, you know, after video editing for 5 years or whatever. I totally get it. I mean, I've been burnt out for a while. So burnt out, I've kind of hit the other side and love it. It's just a war for me. It's just, you know, all horses can run away. So you get attrition, you get whatever. We need to build the operation. We need to build new websites, better websites. I'm trying, believe me. InfoWars has great content, but it's kind of an older design. We're working on all of it. At InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products that you absolutely need. Storable foods are still 30 to 40% off right now, the highest quality. Last 25 years, everybody needs them. We have a Super Blue for children. The adults have been sold out for a couple of weeks. A bubblegum flavor, very, very popular. Again, I'll put a bigger order in. Made in America by the biggest organic producer. And they have the iodine, the colloidal silver in. It just doesn't have the peppermint. That's what made it so strong that kids didn't like it. Plus, it's concentrated. 4 ounces. 4 ounce tubs. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpage that has the supplements and toothpaste and everything else. The main page of InfoWarsStore.com has everything from the best freeze dryers and water filtration and non-GMO heirloom seeds. Everything you need to be self-sufficient, the highest quality, the lowest prices. Thank you all for your support and shopping with the good guys. You are the InfoWar. We'll be back with hour number two.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your...